Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to you. And if you've enjoyed these broadcasts, please write me at Trucking for Jesus, Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. That's Trucking for Jesus, Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I'm so honored to be with you today. And now I'd like to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you bless your people and encourage them and help them today to watch the words they say and make sure that they speak that which is faith. And help them, Lord, to understand that as a man thinketh, so is he. And what a man thinks, that is what he's going to speak. I pray, God, cleanse us, sanctify us, and make us vessels fit for the Master's use. If there be one on the sound of my voice that's not born again, I ask, help them to realize they need to call on Jesus to repent of their sins. And when they do that, you will forgive them of all sin and all unrighteousness, and that, Lord, you will wash them clean, and that you will create in them a right spirit and a clean heart, and forgive them of all sin. And I thank you for the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, there's a cute little saying, a joke, and it said two snakes were talking, and one of them looked at the other and said, "Are we poisonous?" And one said, "Yeah, why?" He said, "Well, I just bit my own tongue. You know, that has a lot of power there, because a lot of times the things that we say, you got to be careful that you're not spitting out poison. I saw a sign one time that says, "Lord, help my words to be sweet, because tomorrow I may have to eat them." In Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, it says, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." You know, a lot of people don't realize that what they speak over their lives is what they put into motion. You know, a lot of times we speak when we should keep our mouth shut. It's like a man that was weaving in and out of traffic, and the officer stopped him, and he said, "Listen, do you realize you're weaving in and out of traffic?" And the man said, "No, I really didn't." And he said, "But I wasn't weaving in and out of traffic." And the officer said, "Yes, sir, you would." And his wife looked at him and said, "Officer, please don't argue with my husband. He's been drinking." Well, oh, my gracious. That set it into motion. But, you know, a lot of times we speak and we say things, but people tell us things. Have you ever had anybody drop something into your spirit? And they spoke a word into your spirit, and it just encouraged you, and it stayed in your heart. I know one time I was having a great trial with my health, and I was so sick, and the doctor had told me that, you know, I was going to die because I had got to the place I couldn't eat anything and keep any food down. And I'd go weeks and weeks at a time and not be able to eat anything, and I was really getting sick. And I could feel my strength leaving me. And I told a friend of mine one time that he had a lot of health problems, but God had always delivered him. And I believed God for healing, and I was doing everything I knew to do. I told him, I said, "Brother Wayne, I'm praying. I'm confessing the word. I repented of everything I think I need to. I just don't know what else to do." And he looked at me and he said, "Blondie," he said, "you got to know that no matter what happens, you're going to be all right." Well, when he said that to me, something went all the way through me. And I knew then it was nothing that I could do, that Jesus had already done it. See, Jesus paid for my healing. Jesus said that he was the author and finisher of my faith. It's all through the work that he has done and not what we have done. And one woman told me one time, I was telling her some things that had happened to me and what people were doing to me and how the devil was attacking me. And she said, "Blondie, you got to know that our crayons are bigger than the devil's." In other words, we can outcolor him any day. Some of you today are listening, and you have let the enemy come and talk to you, and you've tried to figure it out. Have you ever tried to figure out your problems? But let me tell you something. You need to rest in the Lord. Let Jesus take care of it. Let him tell you what to do. And know that no matter what happens, you're going to be all right. Know that no matter, you can't, my friend told me, he said, "Blondie, when I went into surgery, I knew I couldn't lose. If the Lord healed me, I would be fine. But if I didn't, I'd go live to be with Jesus throughout eternity. I can't lose." Today, you can't lose through Jesus. But I pray that you'll watch your words and you'll speak the word. Speak it in faith. God bless you, and I want to thank you for listening. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.